Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Liberalism and Its Discontents is Francis Fukuyama's concise defense of liberal democracy at a moment when it is pressured from multiple directions. Rather than treating liberalism as a vague label, Fukuyama clarifies it as a political order built to manage pluralism through individual rights, the rule of law, and accountable government. He argues that many contemporary frustrations stem less from liberalism itself than from distortions that have accumulated inside modern societies, including widening inequality, political gridlock, and a loss of public trust. At the same time, he takes seriously the critiques leveled by both the populist right and the progressive left, especially around identity, recognition, and the feeling that institutions no longer serve ordinary citizens. The book positions classical liberal commitments alongside practical questions of governance, state capacity, and social cohesion. It is written for readers who want an accessible map of today's ideological landscape and a realistic account of what liberal democracy must repair to endure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what liberalism is and what it is not. Fukuyama begins by distinguishing liberalism from the things it is often confused with. Liberalism is presented as a framework for living together amid deep disagreement, not a comprehensive moral doctrine demanding uniformity. Its core commitments include individual rights, equality before the law, constraints on arbitrary power, and institutions that channel conflict into peaceful competition. This matters because public debates frequently blame liberalism for outcomes driven by other forces, such as technological change, globalization, or failures of governance. Fukuyama also separates liberalism from democracy, noting that democracy is about how leaders are chosen and how majorities rule, while liberalism sets limits that protect minorities and individuals. When the liberal component weakens, democratic systems can drift toward illiberal majoritarianism. When the democratic component weakens, liberalism can become technocratic and disconnected from popular consent. The book's framing helps readers see why slogans like liberalism has failed can be misleading. In Fukuyama's account, many problems are better described as liberal democracy being incompletely realized or being eroded by polarization, captured institutions, and a decline in shared civic norms. The payoff of this definitional clarity is analytical. It allows criticism to target specific mechanisms rather than rejecting the entire liberal project. Secondly, inequality, markets, and the social foundations of legitimacy, a major source of discontent, Fukuyama argues, is the perception that liberal societies no longer deliver broadly shared prosperity or fair opportunity. Market economies can generate dynamism and innovation, but they also produce disparities that can harden into class divisions, geographic inequality, and unequal political influence. When citizens experience stagnating wages, insecure work, and declining community prospects, they become open to anti-system narratives that promise restoration or punishment of elites. Fukuyama treats this as a political problem as much as an economic one, because legitimacy depends on whether people believe institutions work for them. He explores how policy choices can amplify or soften market outcomes, including tax structures, regulatory regimes, labor market institutions, and investments in education and social mobility. The focus is not on replacing capitalism, but on preventing it from undermining the liberal order that makes open markets politically sustainable. The discussion also connects economic inequality to cultural resentment, since status anxiety and the feeling of being disregarded often follow material decline. In this view, repairing liberalism requires rebuilding the social contract so that growth translates into dignity, stability, and real upward pathways, rather than concentrating gains and eroding trust. Thirdly, identity, recognition, and the politics of resentment, Fukuyama pays sustained attention to identity politics as a defining feature of contemporary conflict. He links today's ideological battles to the human need for recognition, the desire to be seen as having equal worth and social standing. Movements on the left often seek recognition for historically marginalized groups and demand institutional changes that address discrimination and exclusion. Movements on the right often mobilize around national identity, cultural continuity, and the belief that traditional majorities are losing status. Fukuyama's point is not that recognition claims are illegitimate, but that they can become politically destabilizing when they fragment citizens into mutually suspicious tribes, or when they treat politics as an arena for moral condemnation rather than negotiation. Liberal democracy depends on the possibility of common citizenship, where individuals hold multiple identities but still share a civic identity that supports equal rights and mutual toleration. The book examines how institutions, parties, and media incentives can intensify identity-based conflict, turning disagreements into existential struggles. Fukuyama suggests that sustainable pluralism requires balancing group-specific justice claims with integrative narratives and policies that cultivate belonging. Without that balance, Liberal societies risk escalating polarization and opening the door to leaders who promise unity through exclusion. Fourthly, state capacity, governance, and why institutions fail. Beyond ideology, Fukuyama emphasizes the practical competence of the state. Liberal democracies can lose public confidence when they appear unable to perform basic functions, delivering public goods, enforcing rules consistently, building infrastructure, managing crises, or administering social programs effectively. When government becomes slow, litigated, and fragmented, citizens may still endorse liberal values in the abstract, yet conclude that the system cannot act. Fukuyama connects this to the growth of veto points, bureaucratic complexity, and polarized party competition that turns routine governance into permanent conflict. He also considers how interest groups and professionalized politics can create forms of institutional capture, where policy responds to organized insiders more than to the broader public. The result is a gap between promises and outcomes, which then fuels distrust and populist anger. A key insight is that liberalism needs a capable state, not a weak one. Rights, markets, and democratic accountability all depend on effective administration and legitimate authority. Fukuyama's governance lens reframes reform as institutional engineering, simplifying procedures, improving accountability, strengthening impartial enforcement, and designing rules that allow government to act while keeping power constrained. Restoring performance is presented as essential to restoring belief in the liberal project. Lastly, reforming liberal democracy without abandoning it. The book ultimately argues for renewal rather than replacement. Fukuyama treats illiberal alternatives as tempting but risky responses to real grievances. Populist strongman politics can promise decisive action and national restoration, yet it often weakens checks and balances, politicizes institutions, and narrows the definition of who counts as part of the people. On the other side, forms of radical politics that view liberal institutions as irredeemably oppressive can underestimate the value of procedural safeguards and pluralism. Fukuyama outlines a reformist approach that preserves liberal rights while addressing the drivers of discontent. That includes policies aimed at inclusive growth, measures that reduce corruption and rent-seeking, and institutional reforms that improve government responsiveness. It also includes rebuilding civic trust through norms of truth-seeking, toleration, and compromise, which are prerequisites for democratic bargaining. The emphasis is pragmatic liberal democracy survives when it adapts, produces tangible benefits, and maintains a broad sense of shared citizenship. Fukuyama's defense is therefore conditional and demanding. Liberalism is worth defending because it offers the best known arrangement for diverse societies, but it must be paired with competent governance and an updated social contract. Reform is depicted as both a political strategy and a moral commitment to coexistence. In conclusion, this book is best for readers trying to make sense of why liberal democracy feels unstable even in wealthy societies, including students, policy professionals, journalists, and politically engaged citizens who want an argument that is critical without being cynical. It will also benefit readers who feel pulled between competing critiques, because Fukuyama provides a vocabulary for separating genuine failures of institutions from exaggerated narratives that treat liberalism as the root of every problem. The practical value lies in its insistence that legitimacy is earned through performance as well as principle. By linking rights and pluralism to state capacity, economic fairness, and social cohesion, the book encourages readers to look for reforms that improve everyday governance instead of reaching for simplistic ideological fixes. Compared with similar books that either defend liberalism in purely philosophical terms or attack it in sweeping generalities, Fukuyama offers a balanced diagnosis anchored in political development and institutional realities. The writing is accessible, the framework is clear, and the focus is on what can be repaired. If you want a guide to the pressures reshaping modern politics and a reasoned case for renewing liberal democracy rather than abandoning it, this is a strong purchase. If you would like to support Francis Fukuyama, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.